Brooke and Jubal in the morning. You know, if you ask the average American an important question about society, like what's your stance on net neutrality, or how do you feel about biogenetic engineering, or do you believe in free market capitalism, chances are you're probably going to be met with a lot of blank stares, some ums, and some mumbled comments that you really can't make out.
Yes, with a question mark?
I think so.
I don't, maybe.
Americans just aren't really very opinionated on stuff like that. However, if you ask somebody, do you think toilet paper should be folded or crumpled when you wipe?
Oh.
You'll hear thousands of passionate arguments on both sides. Just angry debating over toilet paper. Our forefathers didn't fold the toilet paper.
Yeah.
When they were fighting for our country.
No, you crumbled.
Neither
it,
will I.
And you moved on.
There are some very basic questions that can really ignite a fire as soon as they get posted online. Like, is a hot dog considered a sandwich? That was one from a little while ago.
Stupid.
How do you pronounce GIF? Is it GIF? JIF? GWEEF? I don't know.
I hope it's GWEEF.
Which Jonas brother would make the best stepdad is another good question. Mm. And now, another topic has been going viral. A new survey asked people how much money they would be willing to pay for different superpowers.
Oh,
whoa,
interesting.
Oh, this is weird.
So they're on the market now. We can buy them, huh? That'd be sweet.
Because there's always the question of which superpower would you have if you could have any superpower.
Right.
Solid question.
Mine's always mind reading. I think mind reading would be at the top of my list.
I think it'd be exhausting. Are you kidding me? No, you would not want to be a mind reader.
Yeah.
You would be so tired by the end of the day.
You don't
and you wouldn't want to be around anyone.
There are mind readers out there. I always test them out. I haven't caught one yet.
What do you
Well, in conversations, like when I first meet somebody, I'll just start thinking, like they're talking to me too, which is bad because I tune out, but I'm thinking the most horrible things to see if they like react in any way.
And you ever discovered a mind reader?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Looks at you in horror like, oh my God.
Yeah.
He did it.
Yeah, that's what I'm waiting for. I know I'm eventually going to get one. I'm going to find one. But right now, I just can't remember people's names or what they're talking about when I first meet them because I'm just thinking the most horrible things on the planet to see if I can catch it.
So that's the ploy this whole time.
I've always thought mind reading would be a good one.
Okay.
But obviously, people think the best superpowers should cost the most money. And which ones are rated the highest from the survey? We'll start at the bottom. Number 9, people say X-ray vision.
Yeah,
I agree.
It's like there's enough technology that you can cover yourself there if you don't have it.
And what are you going to do? Oh, you sprained your ankle in case you didn't know.
Yeah.
Right.
I can see it.
Yeah, you got a benign tumor.
That's
That'd be a nice one.
Yeah, I would want that.
Yeah.
People would pay $92,000 for that.
Okay.
Wow.
Number 8, moving things with your mind.
Oh, I think that's higher up on the list. That'd be so cool.
Dude, yeah, we've all sat on the couch and tried to have the remote come to your hand before.
Yeah.
That was like last week I tried it again.
When I was a kid, I thought I had that power because I had a light in my room and I wanted to turn it off, but I'm also very lazy. I didn't want to get out of bed, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was just staring at it like, turn off, turn off, turn off.
And it didn't work?
And it did.
It like shorted or
and
something?
Then the light just burned out. Yeah. But it burned out at the perfect time. It tripped me out for like 4 days.
You're
like, dude,
I have a power.
It's amazing.
He's such a cool party trick. Yeah.
Number 7, super strength. People would pay $106,000.
It would be great for emergency situations.
Yeah,
I'd
but
be
you'd
throwing
be
cars
so
off people.
Obnoxious on social media.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you would be worse than any CrossFitter ever.
Definitely.
That's so true.
Number 6, the ability to fly.
Oh, my God. I'd put that as number 1.
See, I always thought that as a kid, but now I'm scared of heights, so
kidding?
I don't know. I'd be, like, crying.
Crying the whole time?
I'd be like, oh, my God, oh, my God.
I'd be more excited about it for free vacations than I would be for and not having to deal with airlines or baggage.
Yeah, it would be
How fast are you flying than Wade? Am I about to fly 12 hours to Tokyo still, or is it, like, lightning speed?
That's a good question.
Good question. It probably depends how much you pay. People said they'd pay $109,000. For that.
Yeah, I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
Number 5, mind reading, $119,000.
Yeah, again, I don't want that one.
Mm-hmm. Number 4, teleportation. Yes, please.
See, now we're talking. Fast flying.
Yeah.
I don't got to see anything.
You don't even fly. You just show up somewhere else.
You just show up.
There. Yeah. I like that.
That would be great. $123,000.
That's different than being able to go back in time and stuff, right? Teleportation.
Yeah.
That's
just like
being in current time, just appearing wherever you want to be.
I just want to get home. You don't have to drive. You just show up at home.
I could see that would be better than flying.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't think of that one.
Number 3, invisibility.
I mean, I think creepy people.
Yeah, that's what
I think.
With you.
Anybody who ever says in that conversation, like, I want
pervert.
The power to be invisible, I'm like, I don't want to be around you anymore because you're probably watching me in situations where I don't want you watching me.
Guys
and you think about it, like, there's so many people who feel invisible and they're very sad.
Yeah, one of them can tell you that's true.
Yeah.
costs they said they people would pay $123,000 for that.
Okay.
Number two, bending time. So
I don't
the ability
know
what
that
to
means
travel
exactly.
in time.
Oh, travel.
So that's what we were talking about.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that that'd be too much responsibility. You go back and do one simple little thing and screw up the rest of
seriously
the future.
Yeah. People would pay $128,000 for that. I think that would be awesome because then you could just change the future.
Really?
Yeah, just screw everything up all the time. Or become like the king of the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
It's true.
And the number one most expensive rated superpower was fast healing or regeneration.
What?
Like Wolverine.
Oh,
that's
I
over
get
time
it
travel?
Yeah.
Totally. Oh my God, because you would never really get sick or hurt.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm ready. I mean, at some point, I don't want to live forever. Like, I'd like to die at some point.
People said they would pay $143,000 for
whoa
that.
Whoa.
Huh.
So what do you think? What superpower should be number one? The survey also asked another interesting question that sparked a huge debate. What life skills do you wish you had, and how much money would you be willing to pay to magically get it?
Hmm.
Because like, who has the time and energy to actually like learn a new thing?
And practice.
And practice it. Yeah, that sucks. Text in at 78592. What life skill would you like to have that you don't have, and how much would you pay for it?
Interesting.
I wish I could build a house.
How much would you pay for it?
You know, probably about how much it costs to build a house.
Buy a house.
Yeah, then just buy one. Text it in 78592. Your phone tap is coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.